This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Denver is among a group of Democratic cities suing the Trump administration over FEMA funding. CPR's Ishan Tanko reports on the suit, which was filed on Monday.
The cities allege that FEMA is imposing unlawful conditions to federal disaster and emergency funds. Denver receives millions of dollars from FEMA each year, which fund law enforcement, nuclear weapons detection, and staff. But this year, the Trump administration said grantees must ban DEI and comply with all executive orders in order to receive the funds. A similar issue is playing out at the state level. Colorado was among a dozen states that sued over immigration requirements added to FEMA grants. A judge sided with the states last week, saying FEMA could not require them to comply. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
A weather balloon may have been responsible for cracking a plane's windshield while in mid-flight from Denver to L.A. last week. Windborne Systems says United Flight 1093 likely collided with one of its balloons. The company is working with the National Transportation Safety Board and Federal Aviation Administration to further investigate. The flight safely diverted to Salt Lake City International Airport, where the 134 passengers and six crew members switched planes and continued their journey to California. Colorado saw dry, windy, red flag fire warnings on Monday to the season's first freeze early Tuesday at just 27 degrees. Denver's 7 Chief Meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo says that kind of extreme weather change is actually fairly common right now.
So we get some really big swings this time of year. You know what it ends up doing is it creates some pretty gusty winds. That's typically what we'll see on the plains this time of year. You'll get the snow in the mountains, you'll get the winds on the plains.
Hidalgo says it's still early, but another storm is taking shape for early next week that could bring rain and maybe the season's first snow to the Front Range. This is CPR News in KRCC.